Nice to be with you.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. NASA's latest Mars spacecraft named MAVEN recently touched down on the Red Planet to study its atmosphere. Back here on Earth, technology developed at the University of Pittsburgh will be aboard NASA's Mars 2020 rover that's set to depart in 6 years. Here to tell us more about this ultraviolet technology that will help to find out if there was life on Mars is Sanford Asher, now a distinguished professor of chemistry in Pitt's Kenneth P. Dietrich School of Arts and Sciences. Sanford Asher, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's great to be on.
Tell us about this technology you've invented. What will it do?
It will probe the chemical composition of rocks, soil, and anything that the laser is pointed at. It measures spectrum, and that spectrum gives information on the molecular composition.
And what are the things that scientists are looking for here? What will tell us if there was life on Mars?
Well, at least in terms of life on planet Earth, there's certain molecules that are very important, like DNA and proteins and amino acids. And so one thing you would look at initially was, are these kinds of molecules or something similar present on Mars? And if so, that would indicate that there was a similar type of life. And these molecules have good signatures that are easy to pick up.
Can you describe how the conditions on Mars and other environmental factors will impact this project?
Well, it's a pretty rough place to be. Very cold, no atmosphere. You have to get there on a very long trip, and you're dropped onto the planet. So it's a challenge to build a survivable instrument that keeps working there. But that's our intent, and there's a great team that is building this instrument and expects that when the rover is sent onto the planet, it'll move around, and we'll pick juicy spots to look at, hoping to see evidence of life and evidence of interesting systems on the planet.
And this all has to be tremendously gratifying for you. Describe how this idea germinated from its embryonic stage on the Pitt campus to being converted to real stuff.
Well, it started for me a long time ago, long before I became a faculty member at Pitt, as part of the selection process for a faculty position. You have to submit a resume and then also submit proposals for what you intend to do in your research as a faculty member. And I had been considering developing the spectroscopy back in 1979 and submitted such a proposal. And as part of the interview process, you're challenged about these ideas and whether they're going to be worthwhile. I didn't imagine heading for Mars at that time, but I did imagine trying to understand molecular structure in developing a new spectroscopic method. And we've done that over the years. Most of the work up till now has been on looking at biological molecules and understanding things like protein folding. The Mars work is an extension of that.
So this is 35 years in the making.
Yes.
Your life's work.
Well, yeah, part of it.
And so you publish this, and then NASA gets a hold of it and says, hey, this could help us do what we need to do on Mars.
Well, a little more than that, because over the years, we've developed the instrumentation, and I've worked with lots of people developing new laser sources and equipment, and this all came together through interactions over the years. Teams of people say, well, I have a laser that's going to survive being dropped on Mars. Do you think we could do a measurement on Mars? And so a team of people got together, mainly from Jet Propulsion Labs, and proposed trying to learn something new about Mars. So, you know, it's a complicated process of lots of really good people.
And, of course, there's also an even more practical application of this technology. Explain how what you've developed will help in medical research.
Well, most diseases are protein diseases, that proteins are the factories of life. They do all the work. And in order to understand the origin of disease, you have to understand why the protein or proteins are not working properly. And the reason they're not working properly is something about their structure is not quite right. So you need some way of monitoring structure of these very big, complicated molecules. And this is what this technique called UV Raman is especially good at. And one of the most important questions in biology today is how do proteins fold, and how do they fold correctly and incorrectly? And this technique allows you to get real insight into that.
The Mars 2020 mission is scheduled to launch in August of 2020 with the landing in February of 2021. So that's still kind of a long wait. How will you handle dealing with the anticipation of that?
I think we'll be pretty busy. I don't think we'll be sitting around trying to worry about that. Trying to build an instrument that's going to survive is a challenge, and trying to develop a basic science understanding so that you can get a fast start on interpreting the data will be also challenging. It's an exciting thing to do.
We've been talking with Sanford Asher, a distinguished professor of chemistry at Pitt, about ultraviolet technology he helped invent that will help to find signs of life on Mars. Professor Asher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much.
Coming up, we'll talk with Sasha King, our career consultant, about the do's and don'ts of salary negotiation. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.